are now listening to the Autoimmune Doc Podcast with Dr. Taylor Crick. Dr. Taylor is an expert in helping those suffering with autoimmune disease, and he himself has autoimmune disease. Autoimmunity is rampant today. The purpose of this podcast is to educate about the underlying causes and natural solutions to halt autoimmune disease progression. This podcast is for educational purposes only and is not intended as medical advice. For more information from Dr. Taylor, visit www.autoimmuneeducationacademy.com. Without further ado, here's your host, Dr. Taylor Crick.
Welcome to the Autoimmune Doc Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Taylor Crick, and I love teaching people the underlying mechanisms behind autoimmunity and chronic disease. I believe that when you understand the mechanisms, the solutions become obvious. For more information, visit our website at www.autoimmuneeducationacademy.com, where you can sign up for our email list, you can look at lab testing, supplements, see my YouTube channel, and a lot more. Lastly, people like your mom and your friends are looking for answers like the ones provided in this podcast, and they don't always know where to look. Please share this podcast with them. Go over there and show them how their podcast app works, maybe. And make sure that you subscribe, give us a review, and give us maybe 5 stars so that more people like your mom and your friends can find our podcast. Today's episode is about welcome to our podcast and an introduction to me, really. This is episode number one, so that's what today's episode is about. That's going to be the intro every time, but it's kind of weird to just start talking, and now we have a podcast going. But that's today's episode, is introducing myself, giving a little background, to me and to this podcast. So this is the Autoimmune Doc Podcast. I am Dr. Taylor Crick. I am a chiropractor. I specialize in functional medicine. So I don't do any adjustments. I just see functional medicine patients. And I also have autoimmune disease myself. I have Hashimoto's. So I see a lot of autoimmune people. I don't exclusively see autoimmune, but autoimmune is my specialty, along with neurotoxic, biotoxin illness like mold toxicity. I see Lyme, Epstein-Barr viral things, hormonal things, gut health, you name it. But a lot of those have an autoimmune component. So that is the purpose of this podcast, is to explain autoimmunity, explain the mechanisms, explain the concepts, explain the drivers, explain the lab testing, the supplements, the books that are out there, the resources, and, help people navigate this world, because autoimmunity is a crazy world today. And even in the, COVID or mid-COVID era, like, the autoimmunity is a huge, huge deal from COVID, even. So it's just becoming more and more of a mainstream topic. And people are understanding more and more, but the medical solutions aren't very good. The medical testing isn't very good. There aren't, even very, very many options out there. And there's a lot of confusion. And a lot of autoimmune patients, they're the ones that have, 5 different symptoms. And one might be joint pain, and one might be brain fog, and one might be, constipation. And they're seeing specialists for each one. And, specialists are generally unaware of these things. We're going to go through actually, even some quotes that say that in our next episode, where I've got some quotes from the American Academy of Autoimmune Diseases or something. But anyway, I'm digressing. Today is an introduction, but that is part of the purpose of this podcast. As you can hear, I'm passionate about autoimmunity, and about educating people. So let's start with, my story, so just an introduction to me. I have 3 kids. That's, the biggest thing to know about me, probably the most important thing in my life, my kids, my wife. So I have 3 kids, twin girls named Ruby and Reynolds, twin 6-year-olds, almost 7-year-olds, and a 3-year-old boy named Brighton. And they are hilarious. So, check our website if you want to see some pictures of them. They're so stinking funny. But then my wife, Jamie, and that's my family here in Washington, Illinois. I'm a diehard skier. So you might hear like, well, Washington, Illinois, diehard skier, those two things don't really match up, but this is where I'm from, and so we're back home here. I own a brick and mortar clinic here called Washington Wellness Center, and I specialize in autoimmune and neurotoxic patients, from kids to you know, grandmas, grandpas, etc. You know, 70s. I can't think if I have anybody in their 80s. I would not be surprised, but I see a lot of mold toxicity, metals, you know, food sensitivities, certainly, different autoimmunities, you know, RA, MS, Hashis, you know, et cetera. Work with lifestyle things, supplement protocols, detox protocols, lab testing, you know, just taking a really customized approach. So I don't really have, you know, one cookie cutter, everybody does the same thing type of approach. I see a myriad of different people, you know, the people with crazy stuff, and some people that are, you know, fairly straightforward and more, you know, want to increase their metabolism or, you know, have a few gut symptoms or things like that. So I love my practice. It's really fun. I'm really into some really nerdy things, like I would say cellular biochemistry, neuroendocrine immunology. I'm really into immunology just in general, and hence this podcast, I guess, but I'm really into just how the immune system functions. The microbiome, big interest of mine. Mitochondria are a huge interest of mine. I am, you know, kind of obsessed with mitochondria and learning about mitochondria and how they function, and I may have just lost half of you right there. I'm really into circadian rhythms. I'm really into fasting and ketogenic diets. I'm really into the limbic system. So I'm into these nerdy things that, you know, if you're not into those or if you're not familiar with what any of those mean, there will be episodes about those later. And one of the goals of this podcast is to not have, like, you know, super long, all-inclusive lectures, but really have shorter little bites about different things so that we can create, you know, kind of a library of topics so that if somebody wants to listen to a short episode about food sensitivities, they can, or if somebody wants to listen to a short episode about mitochondria and autoimmunity, they can, or circadian rhythms and autoimmunity, they can. And then you can go to my YouTube channel and follow up with that if you want to see longer things that have, you know, slide decks and have citations and studies and things like that. I have a lot of content over on my YouTube channel, which I think is under Washington Wellness Center, but you should be able to find it through this podcast or through our website. But anyway, so what's my backstory? Let's start in high school and just, you know, with health and my interest in health. And you know, what? How did I become the autoimmune doc? Or, you know, what have I studied, or what have I done here? So in high school, I was always into, you know, science and performance. I went to Colorado State University. That's where I graduated from. I studied there in the what's called the Human Performance and Clinical Research Lab. So we did different things on athletes, and it's just, you know, it's a research lab. So I really credit that time in my undergrad to learning a lot about research and learning about how to research and read research, rather, and be comfortable with literature. So now I read a lot of studies, and that'll be a big part of this podcast, is I will always link studies back in the show notes and things. I have, you know, probably, I don't know if it's tens of thousands, if that's a stretch, but certainly over 1,000 autoimmune studies alone on my computer here. So definitely a lot of studies, and that helped at Colorado State. So there, then I went to Palmer Chiropractic College, where, you know, you learn a lot about neurology in Cairo. You know, there's a lot of, it's the nervous system, right? It's the brain, the spinal cord, the nerves. I learned a lot about health in general there, you know? So I knew at that time that I wanted to open what I would call kind of an integrative chiropractic clinic or a wellness chiropractic clinic. I knew that I was going to go into, you know, this business model where we looked at your mindset and your toxins, detoxification, your nutrition, and your exercise and chiropractic care. So even at that time, I was starting to learn about, you know, detox protocols and detox pathways, and starting to eat a paleo diet, and starting to even, you know, from the day that I opened my practice, starting to put people really on kind of a paleo, grain-free, lower carb diet. And so then I opened a practice. I moved to Utah and opened a practice in Salt Lake City, which was great. You know, had that clinic for many years, I think 6 years. In 2017 there, we were named Best of Utah in Alternative Medicine. So certainly a proud moment of that practice. But I sold that clinic in Utah and moved back to Illinois because that's where all my family, my wife's family, they're all here. So brought my kids back here. My clinic here, I think I mentioned it, it's super fun. I love it. We focus on functional medicine. So I exclusively see autoimmune type, functional medicine type patients. I see a lot of really complex people. I see a lot of people that have been to Mayo, that have been to Iowa City, that have been to Northwestern, that have been to, you know, different specialists and things like that. I see kids, and yeah, it's really fun. Run a lot of labs. We have an infrared sauna here. We have a counselor here on staff that specializes in OCD and anxiety. We have a supplement store. We do offer some chiropractic. We have yoga classes down in the basement. And yeah, so that's me. That's my clinic. This is my podcast. And welcome. So a little bit more about my learning too, I guess. So I think I said this, but I'm obsessed with learning. I read a lot of studies. I read a lot of papers. I take a lot of seminars too. And yeah, that's kind of my thing. So, you know, some of my things that I've learned from, I've had different mentors throughout the years. You know, I graduated, there's my diploma. I think it was almost 10 years ago. It's not quite 10, I don't think. But yeah, so, and I've learned through different, you know, supplement companies that have put on great seminars, and different lab testing companies that have put on great seminars, and different, you know, teaching companies and different institutions. And, you know, I really just like to soak it up. And in all reality, my wife doesn't know how much gets spent on seminars, and that's probably a really, really good thing. One of my mentors, probably my biggest mentor that I'll mention, especially in this space, in this world, is Dr. Karazian. So Dr. Jatice Karazian, I've taken many hours of seminars from Dr. Karazian through Apex Energetics, which is a supplement company that Dr. Karazian teaches continuing ed seminars through. And if you're not familiar with who Karazian is, he's a well-known author in the autoimmune space. He's one of the OGs of the autoimmune space. Let's put it that way. He's a chiropractor, but he's got a PhD. He's got like several masters. He's got a doctor of health science. He's got a few diplomats. He's got like, you know, 12 letters behind his name. But that's one of my mentors. And then another one is, Sam Yannick, who's an autoimmune guy who teaches an immunology course called Cogence Immunology. And so just, you know, want to give a shout out to those guys. Learned so much from them and, you know, so many other great teachers out there. And then what I'm really into is like that information, you know, taking that really, 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 really high level information and putting it into practice, but also educating patients on what that means and what we're doing. So when we target something like, you know, a histamine response, or we target something like nitric oxide, inducible nitric oxide, tissue damaging autoimmune inflammation, they understand what that means and the difference between that and targeting something like NF-kappa-B inflammation. And there's a difference there, and it doesn't really matter, but like just different anti-inflammatories, you don't need to become a biochemist or anything, but just knowing that we might do two anti-inflammatories together, or knowing that we're targeting this for that reason and making that very understandable. I do a lot of drawings, even virtually, and I do a lot of just like education. And then through my videos and different things, that's the goal through even these podcasts, is to give another layer of education. And what I say is, you know, kind of leaving a trail of breadcrumbs is, after, you know, let's say there's a podcast episode on here about, you know, food sensitivities, then I might want to send you an ebook about that as well. And I might say, hey, go watch my YouTube video about this as well. It's going to explain what your lab test results mean before we get those back in. And so really just educating and going many layers deep so that people understand what's going on. Because as I always say, and as I said in the intro, when you understand the mechanisms, the solutions become obvious. So I like making those complex concepts seem simple and understandable. And once again, that's kind of the purpose of this podcast. So I mentioned about my autoimmunity. I want to talk a little bit about my health history and just, you know, where I'm at with this, because a lot of this podcast is personal experience, and I'm a biohacker. I have an Oura ring that tracks my sleep. And after I finish recording these podcasts, I'll probably get into the sauna. And I take a lot of supplements and I run a lot of labs on myself. And so I have autoimmune disease, like I mentioned. I would say that it's very well managed. I would say that I'm very asymptomatic. I have other complicating factors that I'll get into. But I have an extensive history growing up of things like, you know, sinus issues and kind of chronic sickness. You know, I was an athlete. I hate to say I was a sick kid. You know, I was fast. I was, you know, a good athlete, but a decent athlete. I don't want to make it sound too good. but I had a lot of sickness. I had a lot of sinus infections and a lot of issues. I had tubes in my ears as a little kid. I had sinus infections where I'd stay home for like a week from school. And then even like in high school, I was diagnosed with ADHD and put on medication for that. And that's just a side note that, you know, I'm really passionate about helping parents with that. You know, I talked to a mom today in my practice who said, you know, my son, I've gotten a lot of calls from the school this year, and I'd rather homeschool him than medicate him, but I'd love to keep him off. Is that something you think you could help me with? And I said, well, yeah, as far as with what we do, as far as running labs, we can look for things that you can do to avoid that. But I'm really passionate about helping in situations like that. Same thing with sinus issues. That's something that was ongoing, you know, knock on wood, through, you know, up until last year or a couple of years ago. And mold is a huge part of my history. And I believe, knock on wood again, that's a huge part of, you know, why my sinus issues are going away, or not, maybe not completely gone. But, you know, and going back to my history with that, you know, I would say that in chiropractic school, so, you know, 10, 12 years ago, started having some weird, you know, stuff happen, and you know, just, I don't know, more maybe along the mold lines. But looking back, I could think of symptoms. I could think of times where I had, you know, maybe fatigue or different things. But basically, one time I was running routine labs. I was running labs on my dad first, and found out that he had Hashimoto's. I was like, oh, wow, interesting. He had no idea. So, and my dad, too, he's 65. He's perfectly healthy. He hasn't been to the doctor in many years. He looks healthy. He's thin. He's fit. He's hasn't had a symptom. Hasn't taken a sick day in 30 years. You know, all those things. No complaints at all. No fatigue. No heartburn. No nothing. And so he has Hashimoto's. He's like, wow. And he's pretty hypo. Yeah, his thyroid numbers were pretty low. We were able to get him up. He's not on medication yet. But anyway, found out that he had Hashimoto's, and long story short, then ran labs on myself, found out that I had Hashimoto's as well. I'm not hypo thyroid, but I do have Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and yeah, so that was a couple years ago, and really just started diving into autoimmunity and the mechanisms and what that really means. And this is after I was already seeing tons and tons of autoimmune patients and putting people on leaky gut protocols and putting people on detox protocols and, you know, all the things. But that really, really, you know, ramped up my interest and my, you know, obsession with autoimmunity. So that journey continues today. I continue to run labs on myself. I'll talk about that quite a bit. I have, you know, just this year I've run, you know, a myriad of different labs on myself through the blood, through the stool, through the urine. And I do other crazy things. You know, I just do a lot of sleep hacking, a lot of just like a lot of working out, a lot of just, you know, I'm not crazy like a lot of people. I'm like, what's the easiest way we can do this? And, you know, I'm just really, really into trying different things. So a lot of my patients know that before I recommend something that I've tried it out. So I'll dabble with different supplements and just see what they do, see if I notice an effect, see if I feel an effect, see if they change my labs, play around with different dietary strategies for sure, measure ketones, measure blood sugar. Recently, I had a continuous glucose monitor on for 14 days. That was fun. And yeah, that's what I'm going to talk about. All these little things that you can do. And I don't expect people to go, you know, crazy or even be as enthusiastic about it as me, but I'll get my patients to do these things. Not all of them, but I'll ask them, what sounds fun to you? What do you want to know? And obviously I give them more direction than that. But if somebody's not into measuring their blood sugar, then they're probably not going to measure their blood sugar. And if somebody doesn't need to measure their blood sugar, then why would they measure their blood sugar? So I'll give them guidance and say, hey, this is what you need to do. This is what I've done before. Here's the video that I have explaining it, and coach people through this. And it's something that I really enjoy for myself. So with that being said, what is the purpose of this podcast? It's kind of that, right? It's talking about all the different things for autoimmunity. It's talking about the research behind it. It's talking about the resources. It's talking about the education, about the mechanisms, and teaching this stuff. And the purpose of this podcast is not to be an in-depth discussion, though. It's not going to be a detailed lecture. It's not going to be a comprehensive literature review. And my YouTube channel is better for things like that, that require slides or require studies. So even right now, I want to stay on point. The purpose is to educate. And as you learn different things, you start to understand different things. As you understand different things, you start to try different things. And then the purpose is that because most people with autoimmune disease are searching, right? They're searching for answers. They're searching for help. There are so many people out there that have no idea what's wrong with them. They don't want to be on a medication, or maybe the medication's not fully helping them, but they have run out of answers of what they can do. And this podcast might be a start. And then, you know, they might read an article. Then they might run some labs. Then they might try a supplement or a different lifestyle strategy. And as they continue to evolve their approach to autoimmunity, as they continue to educate themselves, as they continue to take action, they will for sure make improvements in their symptoms and in their overall health. And autoimmunity can absolutely be managed through natural lifestyle strategies and supplement protocols and different things within reason. You know, when it's not like, you know, you're very, very severe, you're going to die in the next 3 years or something like that. But autoimmunity can be managed, and that's why there's not a lot of info about it, because you can't make a heck of a lot of money off of that when it's not a patentable pharmaceutical medication. So that's the purpose of this podcast. So in the future, there will be show notes available for every episode on our website. For this episode, I don't think there's really going to be any show notes. This is just an intro for people who want to go back to the beginning and meet me and you know, really get to know me as we begin this journey and talking about this. Make sure that you give us a review. Give us 5 stars if you can. It only takes 5 seconds. Sign up for our email list. It's not going to be overwhelming, which is my biggest pet peeve, and subscribe so that you can know when more episodes come out. With that being said, that is episode 1 of the Autoimmune Doc Podcast.